News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And today, a special guest I'm very pleased to have in the studio, Dave Greenwood. He is the Chief Water Safety Officer with Escambia County Public Safety. Spends most of his time on the beach, and I'm feeling very guilty because he just told me he's coming in today on his day off. So welcome, and thank you for coming in, Dave.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk about water safety.
Well, my goodness, I feel especially bad because this was a very busy weekend. We had a lot of folks out on the beach, Pensacola Beach, and I saw you on the news report, 40 to 50 rescues this past weekend?
Yes, that was a number. And, you know, it's, again, I was talking to someone and they were just amazed. And
that's that, amazing to me.
It's, I mean, I've worked out there for a while in April. As we go into the season, we do have days like this, and it all depends on what the Gulf of Mexico is doing, how busy we'll be. If it's nice and sunny. Now, if it rained all day Saturday, we wouldn't have been as busy.
Right, of course. But the thing that's so deceptive is we see that water. It's crystal clear, blue, flat sometimes, not too many waves, and we think, oh, we're good. I can go out deep, and I don't know how to swim.
I'm just going to stay right here where I can touch, where I can stand up. But the problem with the Gulf of Mexico is if you have current, current's going to push and sometimes carry you away from shore or into a deeper area where you can't stand up. You're over your depth. And sometimes when people, when they're in water that is over their head, overhead, or as I say, out of their depth, they freak out. They lose it. They panic. And being land animals, we're going to look at the beach and we're going to think, hey, there's safety right there. I've got to get there as quickly as possible. But that's the worst thing you can do, is try to struggle against a current if you're getting pulled out. Best thing to do is conserve your energy. Float on your back or float on your stomach and wait for help. The current will subside after a while and you can swim. When I say after a while, it's not going to pull you very far away from shore.
I think the fear is that you're going to be pulled away to China or somewhere.
You're not on the Shanghai Express.
Exactly. I mean, that's the fear. That's my fear, is that I would get pulled way out. So
if you just calm, if you try to maintain your strength and stamina, and then of course, you know, when you tell somebody that in a nice, dry, cool environment, we're sitting down talking. But when you put them in the mix of things in the heat of the moment, sometimes, you know, that panic button hits in the brain and you know, all rational thought, you know, stops. And then it's just instinctively you know that, hey, I'm a land animal and I've got to get back to shore as quickly as possible. However, don't struggle. You can't swim against the rip current. And again, we just tell people, you know, best thing to do is be prepared. And understand it's an open water environment. There's surf and there's currents. The bottom varies. That beautiful white sand we have out there moves and shifts around, creates inshore holes, rip current channels. You can go from knee-deep water to, we've got a really interesting feature right there on Casino Beach. It's almost like a large plot of a sandbar.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
It's right there. Right there between towers 3 and 4. But to get there, you have to go through maybe 5 or 6 feet of water, and it's just a little narrow trough you have to go through. But sometimes, you know, people underestimate their ability, overestimate their ability, and everybody I talk to is a good swimmer. I talked to somebody that rents jet skis of water sports out there, and they have a big sign that says, "You must be able to swim to rent," and it's, you know, and invariably, you know, people, oh yeah, I know how to swim, and they're overconfident. And then again, with water, I always do the comparison of the elements. With water, it's not like fire. Fire, you know, you instinctively will stay away from fire, but water, the risk is much more subtle. You go in, you feel comfortable.
It's seductive in its own way. Yeah.
And somebody had described it as like the Greek sirens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very seductive, and you may not even see the danger. And then the lie we tell ourselves, or sometimes I do, I'll confess, I've got my feet on the sand, I'm good. You know, I'll be in the water, and I think I got the toes touching, so I'm going to be okay. And you were just telling me early, that's not necessarily the case, because the sand shifts.
Yes, it shifts. Change. It moves around. Yeah, and again, well, you know, we're doing, you know, we can see areas of the beach where the sand has moved around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, there's a spot at Park East that so we've lost a lot of the beach around there, and that's because the sand is moving and shifting around out there. Mm-hmm.
So, what is the most common mistake that you see? Really, I mean, how what could you say today that might save a life?
Always swim in a lifeguard area. If you're right in front of a lifeguard tower, that's the safest place you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling some of the lifeguards on Saturday that I was in one of the lifeguard towers at Casino Beach, and I said, hey, you know why this family comes and sits right in front of our lifeguard tower?
Right.
And they're like, well, and that's because you guys are here.
That's right.
Why they're set up right in front of our lifeguard tower.
That's right. And they do an amazing job. I mean, that you saved 40 plus lives this weekend is really something to be proud of, because that's incredible.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a very strong, cohesive team, and they all support each other, and very happy to work with these people.
So with the different, on average, when you look at the big picture then for like the entire year, let's say, I'm not being negative at all, but just to really emphasize the danger, how many lives have we lost on Pensacola Beach?
Well, there's... You know, when we get them, I could say they're drowning calls.
Right.
And I don't know what happens after we transfer care to EMS, but two patients, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're doing resuscitative efforts.
Right. Okay. So with the two. So one of the things to know about, and we can touch on that a little bit, most of the locals know this about the flags, but maybe someone's listening this morning that has no idea. And these were changed like last year, right, with the double red now this year.
Yes, we're more uniform all along the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Our agencies on our east end and Gulf Shores on our west, you know, we all fly the same type of flag system.
So the flags are not there to look pretty. The flags actually have a message.
Yes, yeah. And that message is not individually specific. You have to look at that and based on your observation, on your ability. For example, if you don't know how to swim, a green flag does not mean safe.
No.
It doesn't mean safe. It just measures. It's a way to measure the risk
mm-hmm.
of the water that day.
So we have the double red flag, water closed.
Yes.
That's to everybody, even good swimmers.
Yes. Yeah, we close that. Surfers, we permit them to go in. I mean, they've got a board. They have a leash.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in the water, you know, hundreds of times out of the year, and it's their sport. It's their activity, and they're familiar with the water and the currents. But, for example, you can leave Nashville and be down here to Pensacola Beach in 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the only time you're coming to the beach and, you know, you see a red flag, you should not go in the water.
Right. That's absolutely true. So then the red flag is high hazard. Yellow flag is medium hazard. So swim with extra caution.
Yes. And it says swim. That should be underlined in big, bold caps.
Okay.
Swim. With extra caution.
Okay. Green flag is low hazard. Generally calm surf and current. Swim with usual caution. So it's not saying, like you said, it's not a swimming pool.
Yes. And each of those say swim.
Right. Yes. And then finally, you have the purple flag. That's my favorite. If I see that, I don't go in the water because it usually means there's something in the water.
Yeah,
stinging.
We're fortunate because another thing that happens this time of year is I saw the sargassum coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's pushed up from the southern winds, push that up along our shoreline, along with man-o-war, Portuguese man-o-war. There's a correlation there that typically when you see lots of sargassum,
mm-hmm.
you may see Portuguese man-o-war floating in. It's the springtime. They usually come in the spring and late fall. They usually come in spring and sometimes as we transition into wintertime.
And if you don't know, they are the big jellyfish.
Yes, they're not. People think they sting like a jellyfish,
yes.
But they're a totally different animal, but they're like a jellyfish on steroids.
Yes. One time, that's all you need.
That's and when we have a large number of that, and I always have to tell people, just because there's not a purple flag flying doesn't mean.
Correct. That's right.
You know, you can't base everything on the flag.
Right.
You know, you have to make your own observations on scene and the best of your ability. And again, you know, use that as a way to like, well, I'm not a good swimmer and there's a yellow flag out. I really shouldn't go in the water today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking with Dave Greenwood. He's the chief of water safety. I think that's the title, right? Chief of water safety.
Water safety chief for Escambia County.
There you go. Water safety chief for Escambia County. And we'll be back right after the break. If you have any questions, text them in at 850-437-1620. Talking about water safety and how we can have a safe summer on the Gulf this year. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dave Greenwood is here. He is the chief of water safety at Sangamia County, and we're talking about being safe on Pensacola Beach. So you were mentioning the towers. They're up now, all up and down the beach. Where are the safe locations to swim?
Okay, we have lifeguards at Casino Beach, our main beach. It's
right by the beach ball.
The big parking lot.
The pavilion
lot.
There.
It's a 1,000 space parking lot. That's right at Casino Beach. And then if you go down to Park East, it's about 5 miles to the east past Portofino. There's a lifeguard tower down there. And there's a lifeguard tower 2.5 miles to our west. It's Park West.
Mm-hmm.
And then for families, we've got Quiet Water. It's on the Intracoastal. It's a fairly flat and typically—
Baby Beach. We call that Baby Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the best place to take your family. In fact, when I was a kid, very young, I used to ask my dad on Saturday morning when we're going to the beach, mm-hmm. It was like, where are we going? Are we going to the Gulf? And this was before we had flags or any type of, and he said, no, if there's surf, we're going to Quiet Water.
Right.
And I wish more, you know, parents would take that same, you know, mm-hmm. line of thought that,
well, the nice thing about that is they do have bathrooms there, and they also have like a little playground area. So it really is family friendly. But again, there's no rip currents there.
Correct. Correct.
And that's the big thing.
And then again, I also have to say when the lifeguards are on duty, because right now we have limited staffing during the weekdays.
So tell us the hours then.
We're in the tower. We come in at 9:30. We set up. We're in the towers from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We shut down from 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. So we're in the towers for 8 hours a day.
Okay.
We have 30-minute setup time, 30-minute breakdown time, and that's when lifeguards are available. And we're fortunate because we've got all our beaches open on the weekends because the lifeguards aren't in school.
Right, of course.
And
yeah.
And I'm really happy. We just finished a new hire training group of 16 lifeguards.
Wow. And how many do you have total for the summer?
Just over 70.
Wow, I didn't realize that many.
Yeah, and as we get closer, as we get further into May, we'll start opening up Perdido Key. We have a lifeguard tower, and we'll have lifeguards posted at Perdido Key, Public Access 2,
mm-hmm.
and on Gulf Islands National Seashore on Perdido Key, Johnson's Beach, we'll have lifeguards.
Oh, great. Is that new this year, or is that
No, it's something we've been doing for probably about the past decade.
Okay.
And, no, the Perdido Key, we just started last year.
That's what I thought.
On the county.
Okay.
Yeah, on the county. And then we'll also have Langdon Beach
mm-hmm.
and on the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Langdon Beach, and then farther in the east to Opal Beach, we'll have lifeguards posted there also.
That's great. So in terms of being safe, first of all, you want to make sure that I would say if you have a family, you've got young children, be sure and be around the lifeguard towers.
Yes.
And right now, you're not there full time, but what happens in the summer once Memorial Day comes through? What are the hours then?
Oh, it's the same hours.
It is? Okay.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but we do increase our staffing. That's
gotcha. It seems like there's more of a presence.
Because the lifeguards are out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a complicated process to become a lifeguard. Invariably we'll get email as we get into May that, hey, I'm looking for a lifeguard job over the summer.
Right. On Memorial Day.
It's not that simple.
No.
It's
not I've seen that the tryouts. Simple. You have the tryouts.
We have. We start planning. Once we secure a facility to hold our swim, and we do that in September, August or September, we secure a facility for December,
mm-hmm.
and it allows us to capture a lot of lifeguards that are out of town. A lot of our current lifeguards also have to swim and run. They mm-hmm. have to requalify each year on the physical test.
Right.
And so we figured do it in December. So we do it in December. We open up it to all new applicants, and they can come and test in December. We interview, and then we start our training in January. We do returning training each year also.
What's the age range?
16 is the lowest, mm-hmm. is the lowest. And there's no age limit,
mm-hmm.
But the minimum age requirement is 16.
Okay.
That's not what we target, but it gives us a longevity in the employee.
No, that makes sense. So I do have a question. If I'm just relaxing on the beach, I'm reading my book, and I look up and I see someone out there in distress, clearly waving, in trouble, what should I do?
Call 911.
Don't even run out there. Don't try to find it, like to run to the lifeguard stand. I mean, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, I mean,
you know, what do I do?
If there's a lifeguard stand occupied right there, you know, go let the lifeguard know. Hey,
right.
There's somebody in here out there that needs help.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of the secluded areas, that's a beautiful thing about Pensacola Beach. But, you know, like any anything, there's a negative side and a positive side. Positive side is Pensacola Beach is you can go out there and have nothing but sand dune and salt water. And salt water, beach sand, and just all that open space we have out there. But however, the negative side of that is you're that much farther away when you need help.
Yeah. So definitely call 911.
Yes, please.
That's a smart thing to do. And we were talking, too, about, I often hear about people that the rescuer's one. They might rescue someone, but then the rescuer ends up drowning. What is that? Why does that happen?
Well, I mean, it's a very intense situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got all kinds of chemicals shooting through your body. Your heart rate's going to increase. Your respiratory rate's going to increase. And sometimes, you know, you can become acidotic. You go into cardiac arrest.
Oh my gosh.
It's just like trying to bench press 500 pounds.
And you don't do that every day.
No, not every day.
Right. All right. We're talking with Dave Greenwood. He is the Chief of Water Safety of Escambia County. If you have any questions, text him on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And as we're getting ready for the summertime and heading out to the beach, we need to remember to always be safe. And I have the Chief Water Safety Officer here today with Escambia County, Dave Greenwood. How long have you been doing this, Dave?
I started in the 80s at Gulf Islands,
wow,
National Seashore,
okay,
and I've been at Pensacola Beach almost 33 years.
Okay, so I got to know him when I was out there in the Pensacola Beach Chamber at the Visitor Center, and of course, we would always have people coming in and asking questions. So we always have the flags there at the Visitor Center, too. You can check there, but there's also an app, right? There's people can check on that for the flags and the daily reports that y'all do?
It's a text alert. You can sign up for our text alerts. We push the message out.
I've got it. Text PB Flags to 888-777.
Correct.
PB Flags 888-777, and they will set out every day. They send out,
yes,
kind of a status of the surf,
yeah,
and the conditions.
And it's time. There's a time factor also. They,
mm-hmm,
do it. That's one of the things they do in the morning from 9:30 to 10 a.m. as they're setting the beach up. They're sending that out. So we're not going to send it out at 7 a.m.
right,
or 8 a.m.
Right. No.
You know, sometimes people, well, hey, what's the flag color? We don't start work till 9:30.
So. And as soon as you drive onto the bridge past the toll plaza on the right-hand side, every day they have that flag right there. So as soon as you get on the beach, you can know what it is. And they change that every day.
Yes. Yeah, we keep it to current conditions.
Absolutely. So what can we do? How do we recognize a rip current? We've only got a couple minutes left. But, I mean, what is that exactly? What's happening? Why is that such a problem?
A rip current is nothing but a current. It's not a tide. It's not a rip tide. It's a current.
Okay.
It's a current. Tides are controlled by the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a current is it's a movement of water.
So what triggers it? Is it just nature?
It's any time. Again, Saturday was a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
We had wave energy pushing water onshore,
uh-huh,
and when that water breaks, and when that water moves onshore and breaks, it's going to recede out to sea, and it flows. Water flows through a channel. It flows,
mm-hmm,
gravity causes it to flow, and it flows back through the rip current channel, a deeper area.
You can almost see it, too.
A sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever look at an aerial view of Pensacola Beach, you can see concavity in the shoreline, a,
mm-hmm,
big scalloped area, a,
mm-hmm,
U-shaped. That's a rip current channel. All that sand has been gouged out and carried out through that channel.
So if you see that, you do not want to swim there.
And typically, unfortunately, people look at that, hey, it looks pretty calm right there, but you've got waves on the right side, waves on the left, and let's go right there where it's calm. Well, the reason is when that waves are breaking, that water's coming in and it's flowing back out through the river current.
Okay,
channel.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Anytime you could see debris or something floating through,
okay,
through the water.
Oh my gosh, we've already run out of time. I have so many other things I want to talk to you about, so we'll have to have you back.
Thank you. Talk
more about water safety. Dave Greenwood, thanks for the job you do. Thanks to all the lifeguards out there, all the men and women who are out there every single day. 40-plus lives you saved this past weekend.
Yes, yes. Very proud of our team.
Yeah, thank you so much for your service and all that you do. Really appreciate you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back on News Radio 92.3.